What's up, y'all? It is your boy, Chef Nigga D. Thank you for entering into the Nigga Room. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. Before we do continue, I do want to say that none of these songs that are being played in the podcast do belong to me. I just play them because I'm just in the podcast. So first of all, shout out to every single person out there who went on a march. The March for Equality, the March for Life, the March for the Shootings. Shout out to everybody who does that. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. That's letting the government know that times are changing, man. Niggas is with it now. But, in my honest opinion, all these marches that we're doing is nothing. It's for nothing. Because, in my opinion, if we want these niggas to listen, we gotta hit them where it hurts. And that's their pockets, man. There's this one dude, Murder Mook. If y'all don't know who that is, I suggest y'all look him up. He's a dope-ass nigga. That nigga, he posted up a freestyle that he did a couple, I don't even know if it was a month or years ago or anything like that. But anyway, that nigga did a freestyle, and he was saying that how we shouldn't be doing no boycotts for peaceful boycotts or anything like that, because that shit ain't gonna change nothing. He low-key right, but he low-key wrong. We don't have to cause damage, or we don't have to cause any type of pain to anybody. What we need to hit them is in their pockets. Because once these niggas know that, like, oh shit, these niggas, they making shit for our pockets not good, they're gonna want to change. But until then, that shit ain't gonna change nothing, bro. And I like how I've honestly stopped doing the whole hashtag thing, because it's just stupid, bro. Everybody, this is literally how it goes. Somebody gets killed by a cop. Somebody gets killed by a cop. And then they hashtag it for like a week, 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, everybody and their mama forgets. And I'm not gonna lie, I used to do that shit. I used to be like, oh, hashtag to this or rest in peace to this person. Nah, bruh. I'ma stop all that. I support what Selena Gomez did. She's saying y'all niggas is out here wild and asking where's our support and shit like that. Where's Beyonce's support, bruh? For the niggas that freaking died in freaking whatchamacallit? Golden State. Where's JC support? Where are all them niggas support at? They don't support like, in silence like lasagna. Like, Selena Gomez, I fucks with her approach. She's doing what she needs to do to know, let people know that, oh, she's helping y'all in the community, but she's not voicing that shit out. Because fuck that whole, oh, pray for Sterling or pray for this nigga, pray for that nigga. No, bruh, that shit's all stupid. That ain't doing nothing. They figured us out. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll kill somebody. They'll be all mad about it for 2 weeks, and then they'll be on to the next one. They figured this out, so we gotta try something new. If we keep opening up the same door, nothing's gonna change. We gotta open up new doors. We gotta, like I said, we gotta hit them where it hurts, in their pockets. Alright. That was the first thing I wanted to talk about. Nah, bruh, I ain't trying to listen to this. The load is alright. Hold on, I need a chain. Oh, hell yeah. Alright, so second thing I want to talk about today is how the fuck is Meek Mill still locked up? How the fuck is Meek Mill still locked up? Hell, as many of y'all know, Meek Mill is one of my top 5 artists of today, and he could fuck around and be my top 10 of all time. But that's my opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But anyways, how is this Meek Mill still in prison? They figured out that the nigga that freaking that locked him up or got him arrested, he's a crooked nigga. So with that being said, that nigga is like automatically they should be on that shit. But that nigga is, it's been how long since, it's almost been a month since they found that shit out. And actually knows I've been there 2-3 weeks. Almost a month. And nigga still locked up. I'm ready for him to bring some heat, bruh. But that's not the point of why I'm bringing that up. Same thing with the whole Sterling thing, the whole free Meek Mill shit. It's cool and everything, and I'm a huge supporter of Meek Mill. Like I said, he's top five for me, in my opinion. Every time you work out with me, you always hear him, and you always hear me playing him, because that's like I have 3 of his albums on my workout mix like playlist. So. But yeah, like, he's a victim, bro. It's not even about him getting paid or anything like that, because who cares, bro? At the you're gonna get paid at the sake of your freedom. I'd rather be broke than have my freedom stripped away from me, to be honest. Freedom is one thing that I've grown to appreciate more and more through time. But like I really hope that nigga's gonna come back and like make a movement happen or something like that. Like what Tupac said, I believe that Meek Mill has that same capability. That he's not the smartest person in the world, but he'll spark the mind of someone who will change the world. I believe that's fair facts. Factory. He's never said it, but I'm saying it for him. Shit. But anyways, I just wanted to speak on that, man, because it's my nigga. I fucks with him heavy. Man, I'm talking about a lot of freaking injustice today. So, according to the various multiple sources that I've seen on the internet, and I did try to do my own research on it, and I could confirm this. I know that a lot of y'all niggas remember Alton Sterling, right? We all know this. He was a hashtag. Shit ain't changed, but he was a hashtag. Guess what? The niggas who killed him, they ain't getting charged. Mm-hmm. They ain't getting charged. Yep. And I'm not gonna say anything about that. I'm just gonna leave that there. Alton Sterling, the two niggas that killed him, they ain't getting charged. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Now let's talk about Colin Kaepernick. The NFL is a piece of shit. Like, honestly, bruh, what kind of shit is... I don't care if this shit comes back... Whatever I say on these podcasts, I know when I make it that people are going to bring this shit up. Go ahead, man. Fact check. I don't fact check, but... This nigga, Johnny Manziel... We all know who Johnny Manziel... Oh, most of us. Let me explain to you who Johnny Manziel is. Johnny Manziel used to play for the Cleveland Browns. And he was... When he... Like, in college, he was... Oh, he was a stud. Once he got into the league... I think... There was one season he played. I'm not too sure. I don't follow up on the NFL like that. I am not a super NFL fan. I am an Eagles fan. Shout out to Philly. But that nigga Colin Kaepernick is getting less attention than this nigga Johnny Manziel, who beat up, allegedly, I'm pretty sure. I don't fact check, like I said. Beat up his girlfriend. And he was absolute trash on the Browns. The third string quarterback. There's a point in time that the third string quarterback was playing. As far as I remember. But this nigga Colin Kaepernick, he did nothing but kneel for injustice. He did nothing but kneel for injustice. And these niggas... These niggas in the NFL, they actually paying attention to Johnny Manziel rather than him. Oh my goodness. These are reasons why I don't fuck with the NFL. Like, I really hope that my children, they don't end up wanting to play football. First of all, that's for health reasons. But secondly, come on, dude, really? First, y'all niggas trying to make rules now for, oh, if you kneel, you're not gonna play. First, y'all do that shit. Well, not y'all, but, like, some teams. Cowboys! Fuck the Cowboys? Yeah, fuck the Cowboys. But, I don't know, man. That shit is ridiculous to me. Every single year, you ask me who am I taking, Kaepernick or Manziel? Kaepernick all day. Ridiculously, easily. But just because that nigga spoke up for injustice in the United States, and it's not a protest to the flag, I don't understand. Niggas are stupid for that, but hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But just because of that shit, that nigga got blackballed. Y'all see how racist white people are? To all my white niggas out there, to all the real white people out there, y'all know that I'm not being racist for this shit. But y'all know damn well that's some racist shit right there. And who are the owners of the NFL? Majority of them are white, if not all. Nah, I'm joking. There's like two. I'm pretty sure there's like a couple of people that are all white. But still, man, that's some evil devil shit right there, bro. Just because he's protesting injustice, they blackball that nigga. I don't know, man. That's just ridiculous to me. One NFL team just needs to grab their balls. Literally, grab their balls. Put it in their mouth. And just fucking sign Colin Kaepernick. Because niggas, he's nice. He's a football player. Let him speak. But at the end of the day, what they're worried about is that nigga coming back and he goes and exposes secrets and shit like that. That's what they worried about. Or they worried about him doing more of these things and getting people not trying to watch the NFL anymore. And like I said, if you hurt them in their pockets, like if you hurt niggas in their pockets, they're gonna change shit. They're gonna make shit happen. But and what people don't understand is, if anything were to ever go down, like a rebellion of any type of sort, y'all good niggas gotta understand, there's more of us than there are them. There's more of us than there are them. Although I pray to God, not religious, but I pray that there would never ever be any type of rebellion of any type of sort, or if there's any type of like confrontation between the government and the people of the United States of America, because that's low key, that's really bad. We don't need that type of shit. But I'm just saying, if we were to unite together more and more of us, we could do so much more. We can make shit right for everybody. But man, I can't wait until I actually have a voice. I can't wait until I actually have a voice, because I do have a voice, but I know who I am as a person right now, and I know that my voice isn't large enough or isn't respectable enough for people to listen, like a huge audience to listen to me and be like, yo, this nigga speaking truth. But you know, I'm just a high nigga. Anyways, let's continue. My Lakers. Yo, this blunt is burning fast. It's an extendo. Oh, it's half of an extendo. My bad. It's half an extendo. But my Lakers. First of all, hold on. Let me put this blunt down. I'm good. Let me put it down. I'm faded, y'all. Round of applause to the Lakers, yo. On a TBH, TBH, I thought they were going to make it to the playoffs, to be honest. I was saying it from the beginning of the season. But shit wasn't going right in the beginning of the season. Them niggas lost 16 games. I forgot, was it 15 or 16? I do not fat check. Them niggas lost 15 or 16 games without Lonzo Ball. Like, continuously. When he did not play, they'll lose the game. But then, them niggas, they picked it up. And they were so close, but shit just didn't go down. But shout out to my Lakers, man. I'm gonna try to go see them before the season ends. There's 10 games left. That's like a month left. If anybody trying to go to a Lakers game, let me know. Oh, I hope the Lakers don't trade. I hope the Lakers don't give up on Randle. If they give up on Randle, then they're stupid. That nigga might fuck around and be. Nah, he's not even fucking around. He is. That nigga's top three power forward in the game. Facts. Don't at me. That nigga's top three power forward in the game. He's like the only big man, like legit big man. No offense, Brook Lopez. I fucks with you heavy. No offense, Brook Lopez, but he's the only nigga that like does like extra hard shit. That's in the starting lineup. That is like Zubat. Oh, Zubi's nice. I fuck with Zubi. Lakers need to play Zubi more. I fucks with Zubi. That's my nickname for him, Zubi. Nigga's gonna start using that shit though. So I copyrighted it. No, I'm joking. But Zubi, that nigga nice. I like Black. I like Black a lot. If they play him more, they'll like. I mean, I said Black. What the fuck? Bryant. My bad, y'all. I'm tripping. I like Bryant. That nigga, he nice. Oh, and on 2K, he be eating for me. Oh, this is my shit right here. How many real Migo fans out there? Y'all can tell me what album this is, or what mixtape / album this is off of. Kudos to you. And it's very recent, so. Okay, so that's. Oh, and also for the Lakers, I don't want to pick up LeBron. I don't want to pick. It'll be one. It's weird for LeBron to go to the Lakers. Like Kobe plays there, bro. That's like if Kobe actually, but Kobe was close to going to play for the Bulls, I think. But no, that's kind of weird though. That's mad weird. But I don't want LeBron. And even PG, bro. Like, PG, I mean, PG, love you, bro. But I think he's low-key overrated. I love PG. I love him to death. I love his shoes. I love everything that he does in the NBA. But he's not overrated. I want him in the Lakers. I want him in the Lakers for sure. But I wouldn't give him a max. TBH, I wouldn't give him a max. But that's his hometown, bro. But who I want on the Lakers? If this nigga comes to the Lakers, it's over. DeMarcus. DC. DeMarcus Cousins. If that nigga comes to the Lakers, it's over. Isaiah Thomas, he's cool and everything. But that nigga, he's... I know he knows his worth, and I know his worth. But if that nigga really wanted to stay in LA, if I were him, I'd just get like a year contract for the Lakers. But it's a hefty contract. A 2-year for the Lakers. and then keep everybody else. That's a squad. That's a fucking squad. You got Lonzo at point. Or Lon... Because, on it, I don't know why they don't do this. But it's because of KCP. KCP nice. I don't know, but I don't know why they don't do this. I don't know, because the NBA is going positionless. Yo, this blunt is burning extra slow. I love it. But this is like, the NBA is going positionless. Why not just fucking, go like, okay, we're gonna go Lonzo and Isaiah, Ingram, Randall, and DC. You can switch up Ingram and Paul George at any... Like, I don't get why niggas get mad about being a sixth man or coming off the bench. I'm worried about minutes. I'm not worried about no starting position or anything like that. That's why... Oh, teams are gonna love me for that. Teams are really gonna love me for that shit. I don't care if I come off the bench or I don't care if I'm a start. Just give me my minutes. And my minutes, I'll prove... I know that I have to prove myself for those minutes. Like, that's what I'm saying. That nigga, I see he tripping. Cause I know even, like, niggas like KCP, that nigga, he deserves a starting spot. But Lonzo brings so much to the team, bro. Shout out to Jello. Yo, that nigga Jello, he just declared for the NBA draft. He going to the Lakers, baby. Big baller brand all day. Triple B's. I need to get my merch, bruh. But shout out to freaking Jello, bruh. That nigga, he going to the Lakers. I don't care what anybody says. Cause LeVar's gonna do the exact same thing he did with Lonzo. Only work out with the Lakers. Either that, or he just goes play somewhere else for another year. He goes play with Melo for another year. And then he goes to Detroit again. But he's going to the Lakers. That nigga's averaging like 23 points out there. That nigga hooping. He a hooper. I feel like, look, he's like the most underrated ball brother. It's because he's super quiet, though. But they all quiet, though. TBH, they don't... The loudest one is Melo, but I fucks with Melo heavy. But, yo. Lakers? Next year, we coming hard. We hitting niggas hard next year, bro. That shit's gonna be... Alright, y'all. So, I'm at the Roach of the Blunt. So, let's get in some motivation, y'all. You know how we do out here. I'm all about motivating everybody. Talk about money now, today. Talk about money. I don't knock anybody's hustle, bro. But at the same time, I hope you do the same thing for me. I hope you don't knock my hustle. Like me, I work probably like, what, 12 hours a week? I just get the bare minimum for me to live off of. Food, gas, weed, all that stuff, bro. Like, I just do that. Like, the reason why I do that is so I can focus my 100% on this basketball shit, bro. That's what I'm saying, like, niggas, like... If you're gonna follow your dreams, you need to make sacrifices and you need to go all in, bro. That's the reason why I sold my TV. That's the reason I sold my PlayStation, all that shit, bro. I took away distractions and I'm trying to just go all in. Once I make it, then I can get the distractions again, bro. Cause I'm a gamer all day. So all I'm saying is, for the money, we all got, it's here for everybody. We We all got ends on this money. There's enough money for everybody. Don't be afraid of the fucking competition. Fuck the opposition. If you believe in yourself, then you know that you don't have to worry about the competition. So instead of being afraid about, oh, there's so many other people that want to do this. Nigga, I guarantee you that I could be like, I'm up there, bro. Like, niggas, like, they don't understand. Like, my offense and my game, it needs to be worked on. But I could shoot. I'm a shooter. I could shoot. I could do everything. My defense is impeccable. Like, I annoy people. But my point is, though, I'm pretty sure that I could rake myself up above so many other hoopers. Like, so many other hoopers. Like, I can guarantee you that I'm probably top 500. Even if that's... I'm not saying that... That's fact for me. That's my opinion. I don't know... No, not top 500. I'm tripping. Like, top 1,000. Or top 750. I don't know. But all I know is that I'm confident enough that I don't care about the competition. Because once I go out there, I'm gonna murder them. And so, don't paper chase so much that you're not focusing on your dream. Paper chase towards your dream. Paper chase towards your dream. If you went to sports, cut off working more. Don't be working 40 hours trying to work on sports. You got to give your body time to heal. Do some chill shit. Just like do the, like that's what I'm saying. Do the bare minimum and get used to being uncomfortable. Once you're comfortable being uncomfortable, you could do so much. But anyways, man, the blunt is done. And so you know my name is Chef Nigga D. Thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate everybody that enters in. Oh, before I go, so now I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start doing my personal training. So if you guys are interested in trying to work out, like, and get fit, whatever your goal may be, whether it be gain muscle, lose weight, tone up, whatever that may be, I got you. Hit me up for any type of rates. I guarantee you, I'm cheap. I'm gonna be really cheap because I'm not in it for the money. I'm just trying to help people change their lifestyle. That's all. That's my purpose in life. So, if you do want to get in shape or whatever it is, I got you. Now, I know I ain't no prize. But I guarantee you, I'm way more in shape than 90% of these personal trainers out here. I guarantee that. That's facts. If you want, you can test me. Like I said, I don't know if some of y'all saw my story on Instagram or whatever, but the first session will always be free, just so you can see how I work you out. And I will always have, like, oh, if you're a beginner, if you're intermediate, or if you want to go hard. So you don't have to worry about it being extra hard. I'll go to the pace that you want to go. And I also will give you I will also give you recipes to eat. Now, I'm pescatarian. I don't eat any meat, but I will still give you very good recipes on food and shit like that. On meat and shit like that, cuz when I used to eat meat, I used to throw it out in the kitchen. So And I'm African, man, so obviously. One day I'm gonna fuck with y'all. I'm gonna make a podcast in Creole. I'm gonna fuck with y'all. But anyways, yeah, man. So, like I said, this is the nigga room. My name is Chef Nigga D. Thank you for entering. I do appreciate it. And deuce.